The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, bro? What's good with you?
I'm good, man. Let me ask y'all something, though.
What up?
Do you think that this world is a prison? Like, it's a prison for us.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
So, like, Earth is like a prison system. It's like a, like, let's say
like
that was
Superman.
What you mean, like Superman?
Well, like, wasn't he sent here? Like, no, that wasn't a prison. He was there was another.
But yeah,
planet.
Let's say a force like bigger than us need our low vibrations to survive. So they put all us in positions like dealing with work, tax, shit to keep us always miserable because that stress that it caused is that
energy. Feeds them.
Yeah, feeds them. Kind of like Monsters, Inc.
Kind of like
know how the scream gave that world energy, so they need humans to be consistently.
You know how Mac feels about movies?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
No, you say that it's real life. It's like how they tell you.
I just saying that there's definitely a, there's a connection, right? Because again, what was I watching? Fucking Trumbo? Was it?
I don't know that movie, but
never heard of that.
Yeah, so it was about the Hollywood director back in the late 40s, early 50s that was identifying with the Communist Party, and they fucking ran his ass out of Hollywood.
The McCarthyism shit.
Yeah, he was running out of it, but he was just basically saying, "Listen, you guys can't control and do all this shit that you guys are trying to do in the name of democracy." Yeah, he's like, "I'm not a communist." But I refuse to say that I can't have a voice, right? Like, we can both be wrong, right? Like, that's the whole thing of what we do here, almost like what you were talking about with January 6th shit, right? Like,
right.
There's the beauty of what we have here allows me to have this voice, and you trying to silence me is anti-American.
Right.
And that's what he was saying. And it was funny because I think it's called Trumbo or something like that. And he was like a great or big time Hollywood director or writer. And he had to write underneath pseudonyms after that. So he got banned. He went to jail. But he came back and he wrote movies and shit for Hollywood, but he used his fucking nephew's name to do it. But it was like all of John Wayne, all these other motherfuckers were anti against him, but then there were fucking people like, what's her name? I Love Lucy.
Lucille Ball,
and other people that were like, listen, once we start taking away people's voices and their ability to say whatever they want to say, right, mm-hmm. then that's a slippery slope. And so my point is like, yeah, no, I don't even know where the fuck I was going with that, but I just know that I do think that movies are, you know,
are telling the truth.
They have a thing that, you know, again, he was talking about how the industry is largely populated or run by one demographic.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Right. And he was saying, well, then, you know,
rich people, is that the demographic?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. But, and if that's the case, though, again, if these people are
creatives?
running shit, right?
Is it creatives?
No, not creatives either. Okay. Because, again, like, I think that I watch it now, right? And I'm
does
like,
it rhyme with booish?
Yeah.
I'm like, there has to be something in it to where, right, like, you can't just ramrod everything, right? Like there, you have to give some sort of a olive branch or some sort of a breadcrumb or some sort of something.
They say that those elites believe in this thing called karmic retribution. So it's like they have to tell you what they're gonna do. If they don't tell you, then it won't work. So it's like that's why like the Simpsons always have the predictions. It's like they have to actually let you niggas know, hey, we gonna fuck y'all up.
Right, so it's not
like... What does
like,
that sound like? So does that sound like bullshit? That sounds like bullshit to me.
That doesn't sound like bullshit to me.
They have to let you know, or else what?
Because again, like, I think it's part of their beliefs.
But or else what?
So that's how they practice their religion. I think it's a way of believing that you are righteous, right? Because again, it's not like, okay, anybody can take advantage of the disadvantaged, right? Anybody who doesn't
know. It takes away. It's like, this why nothing bad will happen to them.
But if you are letting them know and they refuse to believe because they think it's fiction.
No, you're not letting them know. You put it in a movie. Nobody's expected to believe that.
It's all done through manipulation.
Tell me, hey, we're doing this to y'all, and then do it. And then that's letting me know. You can't put it in a movie like, oh, we told you.
Look, you saw it.
It was in Old Yeller. Like, what the fuck? Old Yeller.
But that's how they get away with it.
You saw fucking whatever the fuck, right?
Monsters, like, Inc. was a cartoon. Like, if that's where I'm supposed to get my knowledge from.
I ain't seen this thing, Monsters Inc.
No, but that's true. Monsters Inc. lived off of the screams of kids.
Right, okay.
So if there's
Let me finish my sentence. Don't be trying to say it with my kids. He said he was like trying to talk with me. Cut the fuck up.
Shout out to my sister. My sister
I hate that.
She used to do that. She used to help you finish your sentences, shit.
Like, we are not synchronized. Do not finish my sentences. Like, yeah, we're always finishing. Me and be honest, man. That's why he's my mentor. We're always finishing each other's sentences. No, we're
one
not.
One of.
So, one of.
So
why can't I have anything that's just mine?
I don't know.
Jay Smooth said I'm one of his best brothers.
Right.
French Reggie called me one of his mentors.
Right.
I can't never just be the nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, again,
I'm not powerful enough by myself.
Motherfuckers just don't want to give you that mantle.
I guess. Damn.
I don't know why not.
Yeah.
So, you know, who else did that is Rick and Morty. You know, I mean, they had that episode where they were, you know, created the universe that, you know, power make a battery, and then that fucking battery universe created another universe to power their existence and all of that shit, right? So, and it went layers.
Yeah.
So I think, and this is the thing, right? Like, there's, you hear it, right? Or you see it once and you're like, oh, that's fucking whatever. But then if you see it multiple times, it's like, look, we showed you not in just fucking Monsters, Inc. We showed you in Rick and Morty. We showed you in this other fucking shit. We showed you many times of this possibility. So if you didn't think that this was possible?
That's ridiculous. This premise is ridiculous. They have to show you. That's ridiculous.
Why do people? Because again, this is not.
That's
my
like
thing.
Saying. That's like saying me and you were going head to head in basketball, but I got to show you how I'm gonna beat you, for otherwise it won't be a valid win.
No, so you've seen it though, right? Hold up, bullshit. Because you've seen it in fucking in real life, like. For instance, Randall Cunningham, he was a fucking great quarterback. He could throw, he could do that, but his fucking best attribute was his legs. And then they shamed him into fucking wanting to be this pocket quarterback, right? Like fucking Rick Cooktight was his fucking coach. And he's like, listen, we don't want you to do that because, again, I guess that's too...
We pay these receivers.
That's just too easy for us to just have you fucking run the ball all the fucking time or fucking just run out of the pocket and get first downs and do all this other shit. I want you to fucking sit in the pocket and throw. So even though that may not be your best fucking attribute, but we want you to do that. Because again, doing it otherwise is maybe too...
How does it relate to people showing you something in movies?
Because again, I think if it's too easy, right, then they don't feel righteous.
Bro, that
they
is a stretch.
They don't feel righteous.
What?
If it's too easy, if they're... Obviously, they know shit that we don't.
I'm gonna make your life insufferable to live.
Not really.
No. Hold on. Listen. I'm gonna make your life insufferable to live, but I'll feel better if I let you know I'm gonna do it first. That's ridiculous.
If I sneak, let you know.
There's nothing you can do about it, though. There's no way your life is not gonna be miserable as long as I'm in control.
But it's still though, right? Yes.
So then there's no point in showing you. There's nothing you could do. So like that would work if there was something you could do to not have your life suck.
No. See, you're thinking from the person that's having your life suck.
No.
I'm talking about from the person that fucking is doing
exactly. If they're gonna, if they have the whole point of them making this game out, almost like gamifying it is, there has to be a game. If there's nothing you can do, I'm just showing you for fucking fun. That's just being cruel.
No, you've seen the movie The Game, right?
Listen, Monsters, Inc. We're talking about Monsters. We don't have to change another movie. Let's just stay there because that's where we started. Monsters, Inc. The monsters use kids' screams to power their entire existence.
Right.
Right? So what they do is they put kids in situations where they'll have to scream, like a monster's hiding in the bed or there's a monster in the closet. And then when the kid sees the scream, that scream goes into like this tube and like it feeds their everything, right? So what I'm saying is if you're one of those monsters and, we showed y'all in Monsters, Inc., if there's nothing you can do if I show you this and there's nothing you can do to change your life, to get away from being the person that screams that we live off, feed off of, then I'm just being cruel by showing it to you. If I'm showing it to you, if I'm gonna pretend to be righteous, there would need to be something that you could do to get out of that situation. And then it's like, well, I tried to show you, you chose to deal with it.
If enough people fucking recognize it, then maybe there would be something we could do, right? It's almost like, again, what was that fucking movie with The Rock where he was homeless nigga.
Why I Got Married?
No, where he was the homeless nigga.
Jumanji.
And they fucking hunted his
ass. San Andreas?
The Rock. No, I'm sorry. Homeless. The original Rock. The fucking Black Rock. The garbage nigga.
You mean Rock, not The Rock.
You're right.
Charles S. Dutton.
You're right.
Different niggas. The Rock and Rock are totally different niggas.
You're right. You're definitely right. I didn't mean to say The.
They both got bald heads.
Right. It's like The Baby and Lil Baby. Right. Or just Baby.
Rock. Who was not Rock. That was his name in one show.
Right.
His name is Charles S. Dutton.
Right.
And then who's in the movie called The Game?
It was Ice-T.
Ice-T, yeah.
And Ice-T was the homeless nigga that they put into, you know, this game where they hunted his ass. Mm-hmm. But again, part of that, they gave him fucking, like, things to help him, right? Like
They didn't give him a shot.
They gave him, how did he win?
Because it's a fucking movie. If you think some niggas kidnapped you and put you on some island out in Washington State somewhere in the woods, you're not surviving. You're dead.
No, I'm a
Mac.
I'm a,
come on, man.
I'm a survivor. Mac, I'm not gonna give up.
Mac, you're dead.
No, I'm not.
Come on, man. These fucking trained hunters, they've been doing this shit every year. They can smell your black ass. They know how niggas smell.
Listen, I fucking watch Scooby Doo. I know how to fucking get away from.
They never got away.
What are you talking about? Scooby-Doo never got caught.
Caught. They were the good guys.
No, but he never got fucked up. Scooby-Doo was always.
Oh, they never got fucked up. But
yes, because again, he was always too afraid to get fucked up. Right. He never did put himself in a situation that got him fucked up. He knew better to go down that fucking dark ass fucking way. He knew when to run. He knew all that shit. I would not get caught. Like, there's no way. Like, nigga, hunt if you want. I understand. I hunt too.
So, no, you don't. No, you do not.
Who
is New Jamie Mack?
I have hunted.
For 2 weeks now, we have no idea who we're sitting here with.
I have hunted.
They cloned Jamie Mack. No. Yo, that's what happened. It's always like a disease.
Just like that fucking movie, right? When did they clone Tyrone?
Oh, yeah. They cloned Jamie Mack. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they cloned Tyrone. What if the government is doing that in the hood? Like, if you think about it, like...
I'm not the original Jamie Mack, nigga.
No. Like, there was a, not right around the time the movie came out, but like the other week or two, there was a church in Atlanta that went viral for like having swag surfing. There was a church in Atlanta.
You just said that. What are you?
Yeah. Remember in the Clone Tyrone when they went to the church and Jamie Foxx's character was like, yo, I haven't seen a church like this in a minute.
Right.
That church in the scene was acting exactly like the church in the Clone Tyrone.
See?
So it's like, what are the odds, you know? So
what about when fucking Lil Jeezy came out with the ice cream on the wrong cheek?
The what?
Yeah, he had the fucking ice cream tattoo on the wrong cheek.
Oh, Jeezy don't have an ice cream.
Gucci tattoo.
Gucci man. I'm sorry, Gucci man.
What's that had to do with everything? When he came out of jail.
Yeah.
How you know it was the wrong cheek?
Yeah, I think it's just the way when you take a picture, it's the opposite. It's flipped. I think that's what people use that.
You know how easy it is to flip a picture? I can flip a picture now in my iPhone with like little work. It would take me like 6 seconds to open. I'm completely on my desktop. Open my pictures, open that picture, and flip it would take 6 seconds.
They said that Sexy Red, whoever's pushing Sexy Red's music, it's backed by like these firms that literally is trying to target black children.
How would they know?
That's what they're saying.
How would they know?
Have you seen listener lyrics?
Well, I mean, what firm do you know has in their mission statement to destroy black kids?
You ain't seen Pootie Tang?
What company has in their charter? Which company has in their charter in their books? Oh, we're here to destroy black children.
Have you not seen Undercover Brother?
Again,
the man, nigga.
What company has in their business plan? Did they
write they don't put it in a business plan. If you put it in a business plan,
then how do you know it's real? Why are you saying this is like he said that like it was the gospel?
Listen, man, I'm telling you, like again, just like at Pootie Tang when he was on the farm and they was coming up with all the fake Pootie Tangs,
right?
And they was selling all the shit to the hood and all of that shit, and the hood was going down, and they. It's there has to be an understanding
Why does there have to be?
Because you just
That's where I get caught up with you guys.
Well, because you just look at fucking what's going on.
No, what do you mean?
Look at the hood.
Let me play the sexy red shit.
Play the sexy red shit.
Item that is allegedly about sexy red. As part of the deal, the executive was required to create music that would target and influence African-American culture, specifically children. That's why this sexy artist has become a star overnight.
Facts.
Follow the money and it will lead you to an investment group with its hands in banking, politics, and entertainment.
Say its name.
They're spending millions on her message. And again, this is allegedly sexy red. And this first related headline reads, is Sexy Red the most outrageous new voice in rap?
That's what Washington
This
Post
next
article.
Related headline reads, Sexy Red records herself driving 130 miles per hour while pregnant.
XXL.
And this third related headline ties it back to the alleged investment group. With Gamma, Larry Jackson is putting $1 billion to work for Black culture. In February, TikTok's 1 billion plus users received an unexpected gift for Valentine's Day, exclusive access to the catalog of one of hip-hop's most revered labels, Death Row Records. Snoop Dogg had purchased the catalog in 2022 and pulled it from streaming services, so the only place to hear the tracks from Snoop's classic Doggy Style or Tupac's 10 times platinum All Eyes on Me was TikTok. Their partnership, as unusual as it was savvy, was the handiwork of veteran music executive Larry Jackson, 42, who seized the attention of the industry this year when he launched his entertainment company, Gamma. Backed by $1 billion in financing and focused on putting that capital to work, in particular and acutely on Black culture, Jackson has created a deep-pocketed alternative to the major labels.
I didn't hear anything that made me feel...
Gamma.
I don't hear anything that made me feel like it was...
We're being targeted.
And then if it goes back to my original question is if they want to use us as the target people, it's like the same thing with Monsters, Inc. Like, they're making us scream.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Where's the targeting there? I don't hear where there was anything nefarious.
Pound Town.
Making Black kids... not follow the CMB approach.
Where in that
by
what we just heard did we
I saw some shit just the other day where they were talking about I forget who it was talking about they were in a fucking studio with Future and he was talking about like I don't do none of the drugs like I don't do half of the drugs that I talk about doing and all of this shit, right? This, that and the other, right? But that's not new, right? I think it was on our Twitter. We talked about it. But it's not new that people in rap lie about what they say they're doing.
Yeah.
But the fact that they glorify this fucking lifestyle that then young people don't necessarily recognize as fake.
Right.
And then want to emulate. I think there's something to that. And especially when the record labels push that more than anything else.
Any high vibrational sound, they don't push. Like 808 is like low vibration. And that's all they put in the beats now. You know? Because for me, my original question was about... I got caught up on like Nikola Tesla's like inventions. And a lot of his shit he was talking about was like everything is based on frequency and sound. So it's like... And then when you go back to like the pyramids... They say, like, there's certain frequencies that could have elevated those rocks so you can build them. So I'm thinking, like, if that's the case, and there's a certain level of frequency that will make a higher being get more energy from us, but if that frequency is a low frequency for us, that would force us to be in a constant state of stress. Because I've always...
You're mixing words that aren't mixable. Frequency and vibration aren't mixable.
I feel it. It's just kind of
mix them. But I'm just trying to say, what if they are?
You just took that. How do you know they're not mixable?
They're not. Because the thing
is like saying joules and pounds.
Well, the thing is frequency is dependent upon, of course, the pitch, right? So if it's a low pitch, you could say that move that is definitely a lower frequency, but.
Wouldn't it vibrate something differently?
It would have a different vibration pattern, but I don't know that it's. So there's this idea that slower and lower are the same. And I think we're talking about two different things. When we're talking about vibration as far as a human, we're talking about a higher vibration, not necessarily being a higher frequency, but just I think that maybe the things that you're focusing on or the things that you're connected to have a different vibrational value. I don't know that necessarily low frequency is the same thing as low vibration. True. And that's what I was saying.
And this is, to me, goes back to the fucking movies, because I talked about this shit in fucking Tomorrowland. It's the same fucking thing that I'm talking about, that we're being fucking bombarded with negative frequency, vibrations, all of this shit that
to keep us out of.
But what's a negative frequency is what I'm saying. Like, what name the negative frequencies? I don't know. I don't know that there are any.
Social media. That's
yeah, I don't think we know the hertz.
So we're not talking about sound.
We don't know the hertz.
No. I don't
because
think,
that's what frequency is, a sound.
But I think it's
keep
it's,
it to vibrations only.
Okay, well, I just think it's a fucking, it could be fucking visual. It could be fucking audio. It could be all this, but it's a negative that.
Well, I don't want you to go down that path because I may be speaking incorrectly, and it sucks because I'm the music guy, but I've never considered when they're saying high vibration, I've never considered they're talking about frequency. So yeah, I need to think about this some more.
I think they're saying positive, right?
Because I can see how.
Me, when they say vibe high, I think they're talking about positive vibrations.
Yeah,
right?
But that doesn't necessarily mean the frequency.
But there's no negative frequencies.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why.
Positive is one thing, the negative would be the opposite.
Yeah, but there's no negative frequency. There's no positive frequency. So I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think frequency, just talk about vibration.
I think that niggas have just come up with this is one of those words that they just define on their own. The frequency they're talking about is not the frequency of music. Because when we're talking about vibrations and.
Vibrations.
A higher frequency is going to vibrate at a faster rate because the way that sound waves work, for instance, the reason why, have you ever noticed that when a car pulls up that's got some bass music playing, you hear the bass long before you hear the car turn the corner?
Yeah.
And then you see the car turn the corner. Now you start hearing some high frequency stuff. All you're hearing around the corner is
well, shit.
And then they get closer like
I live it because I have a son with a deep voice and I have a deep voice. So when we talk, it's like we have to talk lower or it sounds loud, right?
Well, let me explain why. So the reason why that is low frequency things. Have you ever seen like the way sound waves look like in an audio program? Mm-hmm. So every time it goes, if you start like the line that's in the middle, right? You're going to see a frequency go up like this. You're not looking.
Okay.
You're going to see it go up like this, come down below, and then back up, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's one cycle.
Yeah, just so like your heart rate.
The amount of time it takes for a low frequency thing to do that, to go through the entire cycle, is a lot slower than the high frequencies that are going like this. The reason why you can hear that sound through a club wall or a car that's playing is because high frequencies, that sound wave is a lot longer. And so when you get something like the density of a wall, right? This drywall here, the reason why drywall doesn't soundproof a room very good is because the drywall, both sides and the frame, is probably about that big, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what I just told you about that sound wave is it's longer. So it has to go through one entire cycle. If it's doing its cycle, right, as you can see there, it has gone through that wall before the first cycle is made, whereas smaller frequencies die in the wall because the wall is too dense. The lower frequencies go through the wall because they're longer waves.
Okay.
Right? So in that sense, vibration would be akin to frequency because a higher frequency would be a higher vibration.
Yeah.
But it's not, in sound, it's not positive or negative. So I think that they've created another word and I didn't even realize it until just now. That whole, I'm on a high vibe, my frequency,
the frequency can get
that's a fake
confusing,
word.
But for example, like your diet alone can change like your vibrations. Like if you eat an alkaline diet, you know,
what?
Things like that.
See, here we go. I'm sorry.
Listen, before he goes even to there, I just want to say this motherfucking Prime fucking hydration drink thing, this Prime hydration stick that I got from fucking Sam's Club, that shit is good.
Means it's bad for you.
No, it has no sugar.
Bruh, we just got
but it's sweet, right?
All the good stuff.
No sugar, but it's sweet. That means it's bad for
all
you.
All the good electrolyte stuff tastes terrible. Mix. All the good stuff tastes terrible. And all the bad stuff tastes good.
I'm going to have to look at these ingredients because that shit is good.
Can you do
that
after the show?
Yeah. No.
Okay, because you're about to dig in. Like, that's not more important than the show. God damn. We about to lose Mac again for another few weeks. This nigga he got his phone out. He looked serious as shit, too.
That shit, because again, that shit was good.
It ain't that good.
It is very
good.
It's
not that
good. I'm going to bring one for you.
I don't want it.
Why?
Because it's
something. You'll drink a fucking Pepsi Mango, but you won't drink this?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're not trying to trick me with Pepsi. We all know
who
it's
cares
bad.
About being tricked?
We all know
if
it's bad for
bad.
You.
So be honest, like they talk about like something like emotions like joy, happiness, and gratitude are high vibrational.
What does
shame,
that mean?
Regret, and jealousy vibrate at a lower frequency.
What does that mean?
If you're a high vibrational person, you likely feel high vibrational emotions more than often than you feel low vibration.
So French, what frequency do I need to vibrate at to be considered positive?
I can't tell you the specific hertz.
You just have to talk about fucking positive shit.
We're talking about frequency. But there's a number associated with frequency. It's math.
Yeah, I don't know the hertz, but there is something about energy that we can all tell. Like when somebody walks in a certain room, we can sense something that makes us either feel alert or cool.
It's like the girl at the fucking bar. That's what we're talking about. The guy just offering her drink.
That guy probably
he's vibing low.
You're not answering my question.
Yeah. We don't know the hertz. I don't know the hertz. I don't know if it's 45 hertz.
So you're telling me anything lower than 44 hertz is negative energy?
I don't know the number.
This is not real.
Any nigga with a fucking too long of a beard I don't want to fucking say take no for an answer.
I will never say vibration again when I'm talking about somebody.
It was frequency, not vibration.
No, it's not frequency. It's vibration.
It's vibration, not frequency. That's what I meant to say.
I'm going
to
stop saying all of it because it's hoo-hoo now. I just realized.
It's not woo-hoo.
It is, man. This is bullshit. This is all new age bullshit. This is not real. That vibrational, that's all bullshit.
But you can't speak on that. Or there is something.
You never listen.
I'm the one who can speak on it because I use frequency all day long.
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about you can't tell me there's not a time
you
where you meet certain people or you sense something.
Sure,
like,
but
exactly. Your body, your goosebumps just through. Like,
but
what?
It's not. But,
yes.
But now I'm not
serial
willing,
killer.
But now I'm not willing to say it's a frequency or a vibration.
What is it?
What are you going to call it?
Danger.
I don't know.
So let's say if we could break it down into a science to say what the hell, why when that guy passed by, your goosebumps happened.
I don't know.
And then if we break it down and we realize it's because of 35 hertz and this guy's low vibrational. Like, you know, what if we can calculate it? I think that's the whole point of Tesla was trying to say.
Every song has 35 hertz in it.
So that could be the reason.
No,
so that proves my point.
No,
I'm like,
it doesn't.
If 35 hertz is the
bad. Because every song has 350 hertz in it and 700 hertz and 2,000 hertz and 15,000 hertz and 1 hertz and 20 hertz and 25 hertz and 70 hertz and 700 hertz and 10,000 hertz
and
20,000 hertz and... Every song has all those I can show you on a spectrum analyzer that every single one of those frequencies is represented in every single song you've ever heard. So tell me how you're going to pick out the bad frequencies and the bad vibrations
from
the good ones.
Which one does it have more of?
So it
has all of them.
So if we find a genre that has majority of the bad ones.
Bad one what?
Like
frequency.
So
that's not possible.
Let's do this. Let's put up some Sexy Red and some fucking Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Right? And then look at the fucking and see what
Well, there's two problems here because when Bob Marley was making records, there wasn't low frequency as much because the cutting lathe on vinyl would not accept the low frequencies the same way because it would knock the needle off of the cutting lathe.
See,
we shouldn't go
digital.
That's technology.
So they had to do a lower frequency. They had to cut out some of the kicks and the basses in those songs because it would make the actual cutting needle jump and it wouldn't create the grooves is how a vinyl record works.
Right. Before they put us in an all digital.
But now they got us streaming.
But every frequency, even on those records, was still represented. It was just lower. They turned those lower frequencies down so they wouldn't mess the cutting lathe up. Those frequencies are still represented. The human ear can hear from 20 to 20,000 hertz. Every human ear can.
So if you listen to some positive Bob Marley, right? Some vibe high, some reggae shit, and then you put on some fucking Sexy Red or some fucking Future bullshit, right? Where they fucking talking some nonsense and into your fucking eardrum. You don't think that you could tell looking at the fucking frequencies that there would be a difference?
So I'm thinking now going through to my mind, and this is all real time, y'all. So forgive me if this isn't as smart as you want it to be, but this is how people come up with things in real time. So yes, we're a little dumber than we're going to be at the end of this conversation, but just bear with us. Now, I'm thinking that maybe they're talking about a different kind of frequency. They're not talking about a pitch frequency. They're talking about an amount frequency.
Okay.
So for instance, atoms, the chair you're sitting on, the floor that you're putting your feet on.
That's the frequency Tesla was talking about.
Is appearing and disappearing so fast that you can't see it.
Right.
But that chair doesn't really exist. Those atoms are appearing and disappearing over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
But the speed at which they appear and disappear is so fast that your eyes can't notice it.
Okay.
And it's also so fast that your body doesn't fall through it.
Right.
However, some of those those Buddha monk type niggas,
right,
the ones that can airbenders and shit, what they're supposed to be able to do is change their vibrational frequency to where they match whatever the frequency that couch is appearing and disappearing at, so that then they can move through the couch. It looks like they're going through walls or through whatever.
Right.
So I think when they're saying frequency, they're talking about how many. So like in a second, how many times does it appear and disappear? Yeah. And then that may be what they're talking about when it comes to vibration.
He's right about that, because that's what Tesla was talking about when he was talking about if you can figure that out, you can build things without touching it. He was like, you could just move things. When you can
I mean, if you could figure out how to vibrate the same frequency as atoms do, you can walk through that wall.
That's what he was saying.
Again, this is not new, right? There's the fucking spoon benders. There's the fucking...
Yeah, but here's my problem. If you can vibrate the right frequency to go through that wall, how come you can stand on the ground? Why don't you fall through the ground too?
Because I don't want to.
No, that's impossible. You don't choose that, nigga.
Because it becomes the whole thing.
Unless the earth is vibrating at a different frequency.
I can't change my vibration and
listen to what I'm saying. If you had the ability to change your vibration to match that wall so that you and the wall are both disappearing and reappearing at the same exact time,
you would fall through the ground.
You can have the ability to walk through that wall. My question, though, is does the ground and the wall vibrate at different frequencies?
Probably.
Otherwise, you'd fall through the ground too.
Unless if that's the case.
You know that if you're telling me that a carpenter knows to build the floor of this house differently than the wall frequency-wise so that you won't fall through it if you happen to be an airbender? Come on, my nigga.
No, I'm just saying that.
Come on, my nigga.
Listen.
What are we talking about?
So the wall itself is different than this floor.
How?
Because it's not drywall. That's drywall. It's plywood.
Man, look, man.
What are you saying?
That's
you're
a
saying
good point.
You're saying
that
the same point. Thing?
No, I'm saying that building materials...
Floors are not made out of the same shit walls are made out of.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. The beams may be.
Drywall is one part of a wall. There's wood everywhere
right.
in this house.
Right, but there's beams, but the floor...
Is
again,
the same wood. It's wood that you have in the wall.
I've had many jobs, and one of them was construction.
Sure. I built part of this house. So.
Right, and the floor, again, is not the same shit that you were fucking...
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's wood, just like the wall is wood. That's just drywall. That's a covering. The wall itself is the frame.
So again, you
would break the house.
The drywall is fucking plywood. Like you can actually.
He's just saying both of them are wood, Jamie. Like, that's what
no,
he's
saying.
But
plywood is not wood. I mean, drywall is not wood.
The frame is wood.
The frame.
Man, that's what the wall is. Drywall is. Now you can punch through that. You can punch through that wall right now. That's nothing.
Right, but you drywall can't punch through the floor
because there's. It's because all wood. That's wood too, though. It's just there's framed. It's framed on the wall. It's solid on the floor, but it's still the same wood.
But I could change the frequency.
Yeah, come on.
We don't know.
Come on, man. The majority of things that exist in this world are vibrating at the same frequency. The majority of
things.
Majority.
Whether it's a
couch. Come on, man.
Why? It has to. That's how we can see it all. That's what I'm saying.
Whether it's a couch or the door or that chair or the floor or the ceiling or that wall.
That's why once you can figure it out, you can manipulate it. But I was, you know that experiment, that famous experiment where the guy took the two rice, he spoke positive to one rice and spoke negative to the other rice.
What are we talking about rice? Like a grain of rice?
Like just a good amount.
A bowl?
A bowl.
No, I've never heard of that.
I haven't seen that either.
This is an experiment. You did it. People
I heard it with plants.
Yeah, you could do it with rice or plants.
Plants.
It's the same thing.
That's a thing.
It's plants are alive. Rice isn't alive.
Yeah, that would be different because I know plants definitely react differently.
So you talk to plants when you're high.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay.
So that's the same thing.
I don't judge you.
You ever talk to some fried rice at the hibachi place?
I eat it. So that's the thing. So if the positive message through the plants kept the plant alive and the negative message made the plant die quicker, that shows you there's whatever frequency, what fuck you feels like versus I love you, that changes everything, right? Because the guy was saying, I love you to one plant and fuck you to another plant.
Okay, that's no different than a kid, right? That you fucking call bad all the fucking time. And then one that you fucking say is fucking good and you tell him.
You're going over my point. What I'm trying to say is, if that did it for the plants, and then think about plants, and they say we're 90% water or whatever percentage water, don't you think it'll do the same effect on us?
Well, for sure, because I've seen it in real life.
So if there is a being that survives off... low vibration human energy, you don't think they would create the chaos that we've been seeing since human existence been recorded?
So I've seen it in real life where you tell a kid over and over, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. 9 times out of 10, that fucking kid ends up bad.
Are you that kid?
I was. I ain't gonna lie. I was. Mm-hmm. And there was something about that reinforcement, right? Like, oh, he's bad. Oh, he's this, right? Like, he's bad. He's bad. And I don't know if it's the acceptance of everybody, you know, saying that, like, okay, so you guys have accepted that I'm bad, so therefore it's okay for me to be bad, than someone in a different environment where they're like, no, you're not bad. You can be positive, right? And you're this and you're that. And that has a different effect on, and we talked about plants, but I've seen it on individuals, mm-hmm. right? Like, and so to me, it was always when I saw people saying that to their kids, like, oh, he's bad. You know what I mean? I'm like, don't say that. Because again, and the more you reinforce that negative vibration, frequency, whatever the fuck it is,
right.
that in that person, the more possible that it's going to manifest and be what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know, speaking into existence or, you know, power of the tongue is life and death, all of that shit. I'm not even going that far. I'm just telling you that if you tell a kid over and over and over that they're bad, I ain't seen a kid that has been told that that didn't end up bad.
You know what, though? I'm not sure. Damn. This is definitely some woohoo science and stuff, but I'm not sure that there's such a thing as a bad vibration or a good vibration. I just think there's...
Well, that goes back to your whole story that we used to talk about the example of the... I don't know, you talked about all the farm shit and, you know...
Yeah, but I mean, the reason why I say that, though, is because I oftentimes feel like I'm vibrating much, I'll say, faster than a lot of people.
Higher?
Yeah. But I don't know if it's higher, though. See, that's what I'm saying? Higher in speed, yes. But that doesn't mean higher in quality.
Oh.
Here's my problem. Because okay. If you're vibrating higher, that means a higher number. You're vibrating more frequently. That's what we're saying. We're saying frequency. We're talking about frequently. We're talking about mm-hmm. frequency.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know that I'm vibrating more positively than other people, but I can witness me vibrating faster than other people.
So I think it has to do with how the body reacts to those vibrations. So that speed that you're at, there's a reaction your body gives it versus another.
That's
speed.
Not what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying, though, is if by hearing that, a person would assume that vibrating faster is higher, meaning you're vibrating better.
Okay.
But I don't know that that's true. I think it could be a really high vibrational negative motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true.
And you could be spending all your energy and time on how can I piss this person off or how can I fuck this person's life up. That'd be a high vibration too. You're vibrating on some low frequency shit, but you're vibrating higher than everybody else. So this is very, I think we need to do more, there need to be more real studies on this because I don't think we know what the fuck we're talking about.
That's what Tesla was trying to say. And they killed that nigga.
I mean,
because you know what I'm saying? There's some people who are vibrating fucking high as hell, but they're just doing it for negative shit.
Yeah. Yes.
All no, they ever think about is negative
you're
shit.
Right, you're
all
right.
They're on and some real fuck shit all the time.
And yes.
You know these people.
Yeah.
So you're saying, oh, they're vibrating low. Well, okay, if that's the case, then they're vibrating slower. So slower vibe. Mm-hmm. We need to do a lot more research on this. I feel ill-equipped to have this conversation. And I know you're like, what? Be honest, don't have a confident statement to say, even though he doesn't know shit about it?
Like, no, I get it because I feel like you are, this is like you said, real time.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of processing this real time. And so I think that, I think that's perfect for me because again, all of this shit, you know, I feel like the person that feels like they know it all doesn't, right? And I don't feel like that. I don't ever feel like I know it all. Right, and I'm not saying that that makes me.
I don't know it all, but
I just know that you know. It's weird, right? Because for me, and it's weird because I watch my son go through this shit too, right? Like in most situations that are new, he comes in and I come in without feeling that high vibration swag, right? Like where you think you got it, right? Like it's like. I don't know. This is new, right? Like, so until I understand it better or whatever, I'm just going to go ahead and kind of fall back and kind of watch it, you know, and perceive and kind of just let shit play out so I can then better understand what the fuck is going on. Even though I may know what the fuck is going on already, but it's a new situation, I don't ever think that I know if it's new. I don't, because it's new to me. How the fuck can I know, right? Even though I may know based off of past experiences, based off of fucking shit that I already know, this situation is new. I'm going to fucking enter it differently.
Yeah. I'm going through, I'm like auditing everything in my life when I've thought about the word frequency or frequently, right? So pregnancy, right?
The way you know when the baby's coming is based on what?
She don't have no period no more.
No, come on. The night of, man. The day of.
The water breaks?
Yeah, but what do we? How do we?
She has contractions.
And what do we? And what about the contractions?
They're fucking minute long, 5 seconds, 5 minutes,
right? Right. How frequently do you have contractions?
5 minutes.
That's a vibration.
Apart, 1 minute long. It is.
So again, so in the beginning you're having a negative pregnancy, and the end it's a positive. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is all turned upside down.
Think he's looking at it only numerically. Like, if
well, that's all we can. This is a measurement. Yeah. It's frequency.
So again, it comes down to math, right?
But
everything
is math. All this is math.
Yeah, but I think
you can't not use math.
No, I'm not saying you cannot use math, but I'm just saying that first contraction, because it's at a negative number, doesn't mean it's bad. I don't know if we got to look at it. I think each thing...
But she's not even having contractions.
So then how do we...
I think each thing is a different graph.
French, what I'm saying is, if you... Because this is science, right? We're agreeing to the science.
Yeah.
So we're agreeing that we agree... Let's say what we're agreeing on.
Right.
We are all agreeing in this room that frequency does play a part. Vibration does play a part in energy, mood, et cetera, right?
For sure.
We're agreeing with that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Now that we agree with that, we've also agreed that higher vibration is positive, lower vibration is negative. That's what we've been told.
That's what we've been told, but we don't know if that's necessarily the case.
But right now, that's the information we're working on.
Yes.
Okay. So when somebody has when somebody's pregnant and they're going through their dilation of their cervix, right? That's when those contractions start happening, and the more frequently they become more frequent, and then you know the baby's here, the dilate is dilated 10 centimeters, we're ready to go, right? So in the early stages, it's a negative pregnancy. And then the later stages, the vibration has gone up. So now you see what I'm saying? Like, this needs to be turned upside down to me now.
But the thing is, it could be in the early stage negative because of the pain that comes with
vibration. There's no pain like that last push, bro.
Yeah. So again,
true. But the reason why I'm saying it may start, like there's a negative connotation to it because there's pain involved. It's like a warning. It's like, hey, you about to be uncomfortable, you know. That's what I'm saying.
That ain't gonna work for me. that ain't working for me. Sorry. This there's way more to this. And I think we're operating on the bad information.
So again, I think
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
that's what
he was trying to say.
Because he was trying to say, if we can figure it out, everything
that whole high vibration, low vibration, I think we've been lied to.
There's another video. It's like 6 minutes long, but I'll send it to you. It's a guy that's pretty much saying that he worked his whole life and he realized all the physics we know was wrong.
Yeah. Which is crazy, right?
Yeah, like he was talking about even like us being atoms and shit. It's all wrong.
The sad part,
it's a 6 minute video. I would play it for you.
The sad part about it is that they'll never let us know the truth because it'll fuck their whole thing up. So they can't give us the real truth because now all these years they've been teaching us this one thing that's a lie. Now they don't have a job anymore. As opposed to them saying, hey guys, we didn't know any better. Now we've learned the truth. This is what it really is. They're not going to do that though. They're going to keep telling us, oh no, high vibration is good and low vibration is bad and that's the way it is. But I don't think that's true anymore just off our conversation tonight.
So again, and I think for me, we started off a little bit with positive and negative.
Right.
And I think
which is also math.
Right. But I think that there are positive vibrations, which again, like when I listen
you
to
might
fucking,
need a positive
when I listen to fucking Bob Marley, I feel good.
You feel higher.
There's nothing that I've listened to Bob Marley where I'm like, God damn, man. But then when I do listen to fucking I don't listen to really Sexy Red, but I've heard some
any
of her
drill
shit.
Music, it's negative feeling.
It's there is a fucking like
yeah,
like,
but that's why I say this thing. I was like, I can't even listen to rap until past 12.
So let's be clear. You know, back in the day, old Jamie Mac, there used to be shit like CMW, right? Fucking Compton's Most Wanted, music
MC8.
Music to Drive By, right? There used to be shit that I would listen to before I did negative shit in this world.
Or, no. See, that's the thing, though. That just was coincidence. Tell me you didn't listen to that same music when you were going to play basketball and played your ass off.
I don't know. Not that same music.
Really?
Similar.
So you're telling me a banger that you liked.
Maybe some King T, you know, something different. I ain't going to lie. There was different music. But Music to Drive By,
you're telling me you didn't like, was Music Drive By an album that you just listened to though? Like often, or you only listen to it when you're about to do some stupid shit?
Mostly when I was doing stupid shit.
I don't even know who I'm talking to right now.
But he always had that stance. What are we talking about?
I listened to it.
So you liked the songs a lot, but you refused to listen to it when you weren't doing negative shit?
I didn't refuse to listen to it, But I didn't listen to it before I fucking did some before I went to church or before okay, I went so, to or here, before I went to like you said a basketball game. There were
so
certain
what
songs.
What do you listen to before you don't play basketball? You don't listen to something that gets you cranked up and
yeah.
And,
but it wasn't about killing niggas.
He was listening to Fort Minor. It's just
like
10%
I said, like the shit that I would listen to.
What is it, Welcome to Miami? What did you listen to before you play basketball?
It wasn't. That, I don't think that was even out yet. I'm too young.
I'm saying
too
you just. I think you're lying, bro. I don't think that a person separates what music gets them crunk to hurt somebody or crunk to hurt somebody on the court. I think it's the same music, man. If you like the song and you listen to the song, you're going to listen to it when you want to be revved up, whether that be revved up to do some dumb shit
nigga,
or revved
some,
up to be
some shit talks about doing dumb shit, which makes you fucking in that mindset, right? That's different than fucking like right now. Like I told y'all last time I was on the show, like I've been listening to more house music. And it's not because of necessarily
the beat.
Right. And well, it is the beat.
The beat, but it's not because it's a better song.
Right. But it's the energy that comes out of that song fucking gives me energy to fucking stay up and fucking move and fucking do this. So if I'm listening to something that I want to fucking move, it's going to be faster and something. It's not going to be that brum, brum, brum.
There's a reason why when
that
you go
fucking
to...
that slow drawn
okay,
out gangster.
I get it. So we picked a bad album. Give me an album that talks about some negative shit, but it's up tempo and got a good beat to it. Because there are plenty of those songs. All this drill music is that. It's up tempo.
It is good, and it's making us sing and dance to it. But
and I guarantee
what
you,
is it leading
but
to?
But I guarantee you, when LeBron James got his Beats Audio headphones on it and he's warming up, he's listening to drill music or
that. But I think to me, it's yes, LeBron's gonna have a good game because he listened to that drill music. But what did that drill music do? It brings out that aggression, that thing.
That's what
it
I'm
just
saying.
So happened.
So
it benefits him for basketball.
But that means it's not negative. So then that music doesn't vibrate negatively unless you're a negative nigga. If you're listening to that music before a game to get you pumped up to play a game, that's not negative.
But it's the same. The music uses the same power. So you're about to play a game, so you went ham at the game. But you're about to do a drive-by, you went ham on the drive-by.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's whatever you're about to do, it's going to make you go crazy.
Right, but then we can't say things are inherently vibrational low or vibrational high based off just what it is because LeBron James listens to that song.
Okay, so you're pretty much saying that listening to that music doesn't automatically make you go do
negative. I'm saying that the high vibration, low vibration is all bullshit that we need to figure out because
okay.
I'm not sold anymore.
Okay, we can
because that same music that you would consider a low vibration, LeBron James uses it. I know Jamie Mack doesn't because he's different than everybody else.
Yeah, I can.
But
I can see
LeBron James is gonna play that music to go get ready to play a game. He's not killing anybody.
Yeah,
he's not selling drugs or nothing. He's going to play a game. That's would be considered positive. But he used that music to get his body in that mood.
And I think what we're saying is just pushing that music and adding the things like the difficulties that you face in the hood and all the things that comes in this
right.
world.
Most niggas are not
and then you put that music
NBA
to
game.
It, they're not about to play NBA, but they have that aggression because they just listen to NBA YoungBoy.
Nah.
So now they're about to slap this girl with it.
Yes, somebody may slap a girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they're talking
about. So that's
about.
What I'm saying.
Somebody,
if you put this music in a bad environment, you create bad shit. It just so happened this music went into a good environment, which is NBA games, so you get great NBA games. But
that's
if we
lazy.
Put it in
that's lazy,
if you put
bro.
It in Compton,
that's lazy.
If you give it to niggas in Compton is gonna do dumb shit.
That's
but
lazy.
If you give it to niggas in the league gonna dunk on everybody.
That's lazy then. If you're willing to discount those people in the league who play it before a song, before a game, just because they're niggas who are doing drive-bys, what's in the actual
how
song?
How many niggas are in the league versus how many niggas in the hood?
That's not the argument.
The thing is, we're not saying the song automatically makes you go do a
that's
drive-by.
That's what you are saying.
No, we're saying the song unlocks aggression.
No.
If you about to ball.
We're talking about high vibration and low vibration.
And that's what we're saying.
If you're saying that Sexy Red is a low vibration song, I'm saying, well then, how do you account for people using Sexy Red on Ski Wee or whatever that song is to get ready to play a ball game? There's nobody getting raped or killed or murdered or anything.
And that's what I'm saying. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
So now, hold on. Before we do anything with the song, we're just playing the song. We're saying, do you think this song has a high vibration or a low vibration? Y'all have said, and I'm sorry, don't change it now. You guys said that song has a low vibration.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is, not necessarily, because if LeBron James and whoever else uses it before the game as a pregame warm up, then they're not using it negatively.
So,
it's not low. It's high vibration because they're going to use it to dust these niggas' asses in this game.
But
that's a positive thing. You said inherently the song, without any reason of who's listening to it or whatever, whatever. The song itself is inherently low vibration.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. You put the song either does raises your vibration to be positive or raises your vibrations to be negative. If we put aggression under negative, if we say aggression falls under negative, yes, yeah. LeBron used that aggression to dominate the basketball game. Yes, it was a positive thing because this is competition and we're playing bad, but it still used aggression, which we tied to negativity. So it's still unlocked. The thing is, the song unlocks aggression.
So you're saying go play ball. Aggression is low vibration?
Yeah. So if we say aggression is low vibration, you go play ball, you dominate it because you put.
Why?
I'm just saying, if that's what we put aggression as.
Well, why are we would we put it there?
Because because in this environment called the planet Earth, a lot of the times when people use aggression, it tends to harm people.
That's my complaint, is that we're letting them label what things are high vibration and low vibration. I think that's the problem. Because we're never going to get to the truth if you assume that all aggression is negative.
Yeah.
Aggression is not negative necessarily.
Okay, that's why I said I'm going to put aggression under negative.
I'm going to be aggressive at being a good dad.
No, that's what does that mean?
That means I'm gonna work my ass off and put a lot of energy into it, yeah. And I'm gonna go overboard with it.
Yeah,
that doesn't. I'm gonna aggressively raise my kids.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's gonna harm them. So I know what he's trying to say, but I'm just saying it just unlocks that thing.
But does it? That's what I'm saying.
No, like, but you don't listen to Sue Woo or you know what I mean or you know, Ski Wee before you fucking you know take the kids to school and be like,
no. But why couldn't I? Why can't I be in my bathroom?
Listen.
I don't listen to that ever. But if I were a single mom and I had took my bonnet off trying to get my weave right because I didn't have time to get a new one this weekend, so I'm trying to just use the same old weave, trying to make this weave last one more week. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my titties right because this dress I got, like the sparkles got to be in the middle cleavage area because when I put this dress on, I gotta make sure niggas looking right. So I'm getting my ski-wee on before I go wake my kids up. I gotta get myself in the right mood for this day. You know, I'm ski-weeing and shit all around my bathroom, dugging and shit. That's what I'm doing in my bathroom.
So let's say
I go and wake my kids up and I'm ready because I ski-weed all through the bathroom.
Let's say you did all that because that's how you get down.
Right.
But because you're turning up and all that, your kids are seeing you ski-wee and it's having a trickle effect on them.
Oh, you mean they're going to get up and get ready and have some glitter on their titties and be dugging in the bathroom and
no,
shit
too? No, they're going to be like the little they're kids gonna talking start, about them taking they're gonna the parent town.
That video in that party with the little girls.
Yeah.
You saw that video.
What did she do negative in that video that makes you think that's low vibration?
I didn't see the video. What are we talking about?
The little girl who rapped every line.
From Sexy Red. And every she was twerking too like with a diaper three. On.
She was like 3 years
and
old.
And she was doing the twerking dance with a diaper on.
What about that is negative, though, inherently?
The fact that she's talking about grown-ass nigga shit.
Yeah, but it's just words. Those are just words.
Words matter. Let's not do that. Now we're not doing that now.
Take a step back, because we're talking about something way higher than words right now. This is what I'm saying. Y'all are talking about some really in-depth shit, but y'all trying to go surface with it. We can't be surface and deep. We got to pick one, my nigga. You can't be surface when it
So
when
if
it
we're
fits.
Going deep, words got meaning. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, but the words don't have necessarily, the words have a meaning, but just because you use a word doesn't mean that you are the word. So like when LeBron James is listening to those same words before he plays basketball, he's not saying, I'm going to shoot niggas. He may be saying, I'm going to shoot the ball or whatever. Like they're just words. We've decided what those words mean. Those words didn't have a vibration before we decided chair means this. The wall means that. You're telling me that those still we chose the vibration before we chose the word?
So again, no, but let's talk about the artist and their intention.
Okay.
For those words.
Well, y'all are saying Larry Jackson has some negative view of he's got some agenda against the world. And I don't even agree with that. We didn't get that far because y'all dug into this side. So I was against the entire idea that Larry Jackson and whatever name that record like Solar Records. Who? Gamma. And Gamma Records is out to hurt black people. That's a little ridiculous too. It's not like they're out to make money and they figured out that this girl's gonna do it because niggas love negative shit and niggas love twerking and shit.
So you just said what we just said.
No, he's not trying to hurt the world. He's just trying to make his bread.
Lowest denominator, right? Like they're again.
What's the lowest denominator?
All this fucking basic shit.
Malleable people.
No.
Malleable people.
What I'm saying is I'm Larry Jackson. I want to make $1 billion.
And you know, again, if you take advantage of these little poor black kids, you make $1 billion.
So I want to make $1 billion.
So this reminds me of fucking the early fucking 90s, right? When N.W.A. came out. Like, their rap used to be different, right? Before gangster rap, right? Like, everybody now is a fucking gangster. Rap wasn't that.
Right.
But when fucking N.W.A. hit the map and they were selling the way that they were selling, they were like, listen, we got a formula now that fucking works.
Right.
We can talk this shit, talk it like this, do it like this, right. and we'll sell records.
Right.
But that's not, it became artificial, I guess, in a sense, because again, it's fake. Because when NWA was, they were authentically just who they were, talking about what they fucking knew.
Sure.
Right. And everybody else had been doing
that. I don't
know
if they were authentic, but yeah. Ice Cube was not a gangster. Go ahead.
Okay, again.
He wrote the lyrics. Go ahead.
It's not about what he was. Okay. It's about what he witnessed.
Sure. If right? you say so.
Oh, come on. I guarantee what the fuck he was writing about, he fucking saw.
Schoolboy.
I understand that. You don't think he fucking understood what the fuck? He didn't see none of this hood shit?
I've seen a lot of crazy shit, but I'm not a hood nigga.
But it doesn't mean that you could. But that's what I'm saying. It's not about what you are. It's about what you can fucking witness to.
I thought we were talking about intention. Go ahead.
It's about what you could witness to, right?
I thought we were talking about intention.
The intention was warning niggas about the hood.
Right. And there was a lot of that shit, right? Like, and so when it became that was like, oh, gangster rap. Now everything is fucking gangster rap, right? Everybody's talking this, I'll kill nigga shit. But now niggas, instead of just fucking being, like you said, school niggas talking about this shit, niggas are really trying to live this fucking life,
right,
because that's what they hear. And they think that this is, and there are niggas out there that are living it, and they hear this shit, and they're like, okay, now I'm fucking taking it to the, I'm going to be this nigga. I'm going to be a fucking trap nigga. I'm going to be this fucking, you know, drive-by nigga. I'm going to be all this shit that I fucking hear and that is glorified. And maybe, you know what I'm saying, I'll get my shot and I can fucking be a rich rap nigga one day. Who knows? You know what I mean?
You got suburban niggas thinking they got ops. What ops? You live right in the...
But I still don't know how I still don't know how this means that Larry Jackson was nefarious in his intentions.
He's no more nefarious than what the fuck was the other Jewish nigga, that fucking Eazy-E nigga.
But how come he's not far less? Why are you even putting him on the same page? You don't know anything about Larry Jackson or Gamma. He could have just been trying to get some bread and like, yo, what's the easiest way from A to B? Oh,
How is that any different than motherfuckers fucking child trafficking? Like, this is easy fucking money.
Yo,
like,
bro,
why can't I do this? It's easy money, nigga. Why can't I? So I'm taking advantage of somebody.
Because one is breaking the law, the other one is not.
So but you still, know, if you still, can, if you kidnap a kid, you know that you're kidnapping a kid.
Yeah. But if you're still doing detrimental fucking to someone.
But if you put money behind Sexy Red, that is not killing a kid. Stop it.
Wait, okay.
Stop it.
Again, Sexy Red may not talk about killing kids.
No matter what Sexy Red talks about, there's no kid that got killed.
Because, yeah.
Directly.
That's what we're talking about. I can't know what Sexy Red is going to do when somebody hears Sexy Red and does something. Yeah. All I'm saying is Larry Jackson was a man who wanted to make some money. Y'all making this whole network of ideas he had, like, oh, I can punish black people and keep the black people down. No, that nigga just wanted to make some money. Gamma Records just wanted to make some money, and Sexy Red is the easiest vehicle because that stupid shit sells.
All I'm saying is not exploitation.
But that's not the same thing as trying to hurt somebody. Exploitation is necessary. A person who
exploitation is
absolutely necessary. Look up the word exploit. You've got the negative connotation of exploit.
Yeah, if you're trying to make a profit, you exploit.
My job as a manager of an artist is to exploit my artist to the world so that we can get paid.
Yeah.
Exploit is positive. It's not negative.
Yeah, that's how you make a profit.
You have to exploit it.
Yeah.
Read the definition and don't just stop at the first one. Read all of them.
It says to make full use of and or derive benefit from.
There
benefit.
You go. Stop right there.
Benefit.
That is not negative. We've used it negatively enough to now where everybody thinks the word exploitation, black exploitation films. He exploited me and it's not negative. Exploitation happens to every artist. Every artist is exploited. Every single one. They wouldn't make any money if they weren't.
Because the artist is the product, technically. Well, the music
is
the product.
So exploitation is different than exploit.
I didn't say it. Okay, look. So
can I read that?
You didn't say exploitation.
If you were like, I said black exploitation is a negative.
Okay, so exploitation itself as is its definition, the action or fact of treating someone unfairly in order to benefit from their work.
Yeah,
the action of making use of and benefiting from resources.
But that's not what the original Larry Jackson or Gamma Records article that he read. They said exploited, right?
Yeah, it's exploited
her for whatever. Yeah. And detriment to the black community.
That's what they do in the end.
What I'm saying is, Larry Jackson.
Reggie, I'm not going to be on your side if you fucking jump off. If you jump out of the fucking jump out the boat so quickly
I'm not jumping off the boat.
I just can't be like, listen. If we and this motherfucker riding together, nigga, I need you.
He's riding with me.
I see that. But
this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
This is your fucking argument, nigga, and then you fucking jump out the boat.
But I'm not jumping off the boat. Because I started the whole thing is they believe in karmic retribution. They believe that they have to tell you what they're about to do to you so they don't feel bad about themselves. So they are on brand. Like, yeah, we're going to use this demographic to make a lot of money.
That's silly, though.
But we got to tell you
before we do it. Like, what part of the game is that, man?
Talk to the Masons.
What part of the game is that, Mac?
Talk to the Masons.
What part of the game is that? What Larry Bird part of the game? What Larry Legend part of the game is that? Where I tell you, I'm going to go left, then I'm going to go right, backspin, off the backboard, nothing but net.
So karmic retribution means that every deed or action has consequences and evil deeds bring about suffering. Suffering is not punishment by a God who is free to punish or not, but rather that inevitable consequences of evil actions. There are accordingly practical reasons to avoid evil and do good.
So yeah, they have to do what Reggie said.
No. So they tell you that way is no longer evil. Yeah, I told you. So it's your choice. That's why they do it through manipulation.
Nah, bro.
They do it to imagery. They do it through all these things.
It ain't nothing you can do to get a monster out of your bed, out from under your bed. Like, that's not real. That's not a choice. So you keep saying that they're not giving you a choice. What can I do to make sure Monsters Inc. don't happen to me?
Don't scream. You know when they come.
That's why this is bullshit. This is all, you know, the longer I'm away from all that rabbit hole of conspiracy theories and stuff, the more ridiculous all sound.
The thing is,
yeah, but it's still happening. Regardless of whether or not you
you're looking at it as the way they told you Monsters, Inc. I'm not telling you how they're doing it on Monsters, Inc. is how they really get.
You think that's the only thing I'm using to make that statement? Just the conversation we had tonight?
I'm just saying. Ever since human data has been recorded, human beings have been living under duress, stress. And I sat down and thought, what if there is a being higher than us that...
You had a cockroach in your sock.
...feeds off... no, it's just the Miami Heat logo. That feeds off that energy, and that's why...
Did you buy those when LeBron played?
Yeah, it was in the LeBron era.
I figured. You see Dwayne Wade accepted his
statue?
He had his jersey raised in the rafters, too.
I just saw him crying.
And did you see his nail polish?
No, yeah. I just saw him.
Every finger had nail polish on it, bro.
I just saw him crying on her shoulder, and she was like, nigga, get yourself together. Like, come on.
Bitch ass. Right. You get Gabrielle say that?
Yeah. She's like, nigga, stop it.
Miss Liberal, like, get your bitch ass off me.
For real. Like, listen.
Quit acting like a little homo.
I'm not going to dress like Jada, but nigga, we know what it is.
Oh, man.
You think he's in that situation, too?
Nah.
I'm not saying all
that. I think he's just easier to not argue, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's a fruitcake. I don't know. Anyway, but back to what we're saying.
Right.
All I'm saying is that I don't know that a high vibration like these niggas be, like, it's niggas mostly. It's mostly niggas on the internet talking about, oh, you got to vibrate at a different... I don't know that a higher vibration is a positive thing and a lower vibration is a negative. That's what they're telling us.
Yeah, but that part we can agree with.
After going through the whole process I went through from where it being frequency being like sound to being frequency, I mean frequently or the frequency that something happens, that changed my mind, but it also made me start looking a little deeper. And now I don't know that I agree with any of that shit. I think it might be all bullshit. Another thing that they're tricking us into believing so that they can manipulate us in some way. I don't know why yet, but that whole high vibration level, we're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, we may be looking at it the wrong
formula. We're barking up the wrong tree. Yeah. You won't be able to fix yourself thinking that that's the way that it works.
Yeah, which could be why they confuse us. But I just want y'all to know that was my intro topic, Jamie Mack.
That was an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Good shit. You said you was ready. I didn't know if you was really ready.
Wasn't really a topic.
Yeah.
That wasn't really an intro topic. That was a topic.
He had a fucking video ready.
It started off terrible.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about... That's the worst...
Hey, guys.
Way.
No, right. Like...
Something you can build off of. That's what Jamie Mack said. You start with something that you can build off of.
Right.
I just know that, again, there's some music that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And then certain music that doesn't, right? Like, I've gone through different phases.
But that's relative.
So what about when you go to Mexico? You don't feel like your vibration completely changed. That's why there's an element about it you feel so much better about when
you
get into
Mexico.
Or you think
it's just the ocean.
Yeah, but I don't know
the ocean, being in that location, the ocean may be rising your vibration.
But I don't know if it's a higher vibration or a lower vibration.
Oh, yeah, that part we agree with. That part we completely agree with. We really don't know higher, lower.
I don't know if it's vibration at all. Again, like I'm saying, I constantly feel like, oh, I'm vibrating higher than this nigga. Not because I'm more positive than them. I just feel like I'm burning more. Like, it's requiring more for me to be alive than it is for that person. They're just fucking walking to work and walking home.
I think your vibration, the vibration that allows you to fucking not give a fuck about your phone.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about us.
Right.
But what I'm saying, though, is like, I can sit by somebody. I'm not talking about you guys, but I can sit by somebody and I can feel my wheels turning faster and more than that person's. I'm vibrating faster or harder than they are. And now, is that negative or positive? I don't know.
We don't know, yeah. Okay.
But I do feel like that person is not working as hard. His body is not working as hard to be alive as mine is.
Okay, so then what about the similar situation where you're around someone and you just feel a negativeness, right?
Yeah, like you feel like you gotta get the fuck out of here. Right.
No. So again,
but see,
like,
we're mixing words.
No. So again, it's very similar, right, to what we were talking about in last week's episode.
If you can't answer for me whether or not that person's vibrating higher or lower, we're saying we're mixing words. Because again, what we're talking about is not negative and positive, it's higher and lower vibration.
Well, it's all math, you said.
Yeah, but how does my problem, what I'm faced with right now, which I can't solve, and y'all aren't helping, and you keep trying, but you're not even hearing me, you're saying somebody negative. We're talking about higher and lower vibration. You say negative, and now I'm saying I'm sitting beside somebody.
Negative and positive. What?
Yeah,
so
no, but he's
is
saying
positive
that,
higher.
No,
or,
no,
he, or
that's lower? The thing. Exactly. We don't know.
So when people keep telling you, oh, you got to get a higher vibration, you low vibration, you low vibration niggas, and I'm saying that may not necessarily be negative. Lower vibration doesn't mean negative. If it does, prove it to me. Because what you're saying right now is that somebody who's got negative energy, I'm like, oh, okay, negative energy, but that's not the same as high and low vibration. They've been saying low vibration means negative. I'm not so sure that it does. And that's where I'm stuck at.
Because you could be negative high vibration is what you're saying.
Right.
Because I feel that. Because I think when you do feel a negative vibration, it is high.
Sometimes.
Like I feel it like at a high level. Like I'm like, this motherfucker.
It might be a color
thing. Like this motherfucker, like this something's about to go bad.
The reason why I take edibles is because it allows me to vibrate slower.
Right.
If we're only talking about vibration and explaining how I feel about this word now, when the reason why I take it at night to go to sleep is because I vibrate slower. My brain slows down. I'm not thinking so hard. I'm not into a million things. Like right now, my brain is spinning. Even though I'm talking to y'all, my brain is doing like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not ever really still. My body just doesn't sit still. I'm constantly having to move. I feel like I'm vibrating faster than y'all.
Right.
Not because I'm smarter or better or more positive, but just I feel like there's more going on in my life. It's more for me to exist than it is for y'all. Y'all are just chilling, cool. Nobody's really moving. French is rubbing his head every now and then.
Right.
And he's half falling asleep. So, like, I know he's vibrating lower than I am. But that doesn't mean he's vibrating more negative than I am.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
Okay, no, yeah. I can totally feel that. Because I remember, you know, and there's still times that it happens to me, not as much as when I was younger, where I had that experience where I felt like I was moving... The world may be moving faster, or I was moving faster. One of the two, right? Where it was like I had to balance out the way I felt with what I see.
Right.
Because, again, where I felt a certain way.
Off.
Right.
Right.
What I can look at, and I'm going, okay, well, I'm looking at shit, and everything is still moving at a normal pace than what I feel. But what I feel is something different. And so I remember, you know, talking to my dad about that shit, and he's just like, punch a fucking pillow when you feel like that way. But that's the old school shit. But I definitely understand what you're saying, where I think that I don't know if you call it anxiety or whatever the fuck it is, but I feel like I'm moving in fast speed and things around me are, I have to look at them and I'm going, okay, well, no, everything is moving in fucking normal speed.
Matrix time.
Right. And I'm moving at the same, and if I look at my hand, I know shit is moving, but I feel differently.
Right.
And so is that
positive or negative? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
different day could be a different thing.
Yeah, the positive and negative, I don't think we can really define that. It may not even be a positive or negative. It may just be a associations depending on the...
If you're sitting in class... And you're revved up inside. You're vibrating fast as shit inside. And you're in class. It's bad to be that revved up.
Yeah.
But if you're at a...
I used to get kicked out of class for that shit.
If you're at a party,
you're good.
And you're that revved up, then it's positive.
So I think if we're going to have to look at it from a math perspective, I think the setting changes the numerical formula.
Nah.
Just like in every graph, you got to find X.
Mm-hmm.
X takes everything. I think the setting is the X.
And again, if you put that...
So
if
party,
that
X looks good. But class, X is bad.
Okay. Or even if, you know what I'm saying, you know, your work office, X versus fucking hood, X, right?
Yeah.
Again, I think the environment does matter, right? I think that does matter. And I think that the environment.
So shit. Now we want to talk about math. That's why every fucking math equation makes us find the X instead of giving us.
Well, my question is then are you guys willing to readjust your position on Sexy Red's music being negative or vibrating low?
No, because I think the environment that she.
You just said that the environment.
Right.
The environment changes things. If it's a bunch of little kids, it's bad. But if it's grown women that are.
No. So again, I think that's not an environment to me. That's just the people. Uh-huh. Right, like but if you put this in the hood, right, which is primarily
over sexualizing women,
and it's not a
safe space.
Again, I think that
nigga stop finishing your sentence.
I'm saying right, like, because every time he says something, he changes what I want to say. Like,
but that's those are the things you're trying to say.
But I think that if the hood again, there's not a lot of positive. Things to associate, and then you compound it with this reinforced vibration. I think that it equals not good, right? Like, again, if you are a Wall Street nigga listening to a Future before you go to the fucking, you know, to your fucking JP Morgan fucking job and selling stocks and all of that shit, you might kill it that day, right? But if you're a nigga that's got no fucking job and you got fucking three baby mamas and you're on, you know, they're fucking always hitting you up and you sell drugs or whatever the fuck it is, I think that same vibration is not good.
Right. But the problem is, though, you're not discounting the fact that going to JP Morgan to do a day trader job is not positive. You just assume that it is. So you put it in the positive category. Who's to say that's positive, though? And that's where my problem is. It's coming down to saying environment. But what I'm saying is all the it's still more lies. This is just another lie that now we have to uncover. Yeah. Because who's to say going to work at JP Morgan is a good thing? Who are you killing by going to that job?
Yeah.
Who's suffering because you're getting paid there? Yeah. Somebody is. Yeah. Somebody's losing if you're winning.
That's true, but as far as is that's concerned, the people that are losing can afford to lose, right? The people, niggas that
what? Nah, nigga, that ain't how money works.
Niggas that play the market, broke niggas don't play the market.
No. Yeah, they do. They just play it smaller. So, like a rich nigga is gonna put $500,000 on something, where a broke nigga is gonna put two shares or something, and you like, and this is what I try to express to so many people about stocks and stuff. If you don't have any money starting out, don't do stocks. There's not a real way to go from having almost no money to being a billionaire in the stock market.
Right.
The chances of doing it are ridiculous.
Yeah.
A millionaire. Yeah. The chance of doing it from zero to a million is ridiculously. Right. You're not. I can be very confident saying you're not going to do it. Even though there are some who do, there's so many
that don't.
Compared to how many that do, it's safe to say this is something you're not going to accomplish, right? My point is, you don't know all the people that had to lose on that stock purchase or that stock sale for you to be able to win. Somebody in the stock market specifically, somebody has to lose for you to win.
There's
not a way for everybody to win in stocks.
Not at all.
You see what I'm saying? So that JP Morgan guy you're talking about, whatever trades he made and made profit on it, somebody lost on those same trades. Mm-hmm. Whether they were rich people who could afford to or the broke niggas who was just trying to get ahead or get in. Somebody lost. And that's my point. So I don't know that that's negative or positive. When I'm looking at Sexy Red's song and we're saying inherently or innately that's a negative song, and then you give me y'all list all these reasons why it's negative and how it kills the community and how it hurts everybody. Well, I'm saying, well, are these the same communities that are trapping us and making men not live in the household anymore and having the women get based on income or welfare or Section 8 or whatever? Because if we're talking about that community that this is bad for, maybe that's not a bad thing. If we can kill the hood, maybe that's not a bad thing. And I'm not saying Sexy Red music
is going that far.
I'm not saying Sexy Red music is going to kill the hood.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is I can't say whether that song is positive or negative inherently. Because it depends on if LeBron James is listening to it before a game and he's vibrating in a place that's going to put him in position to win the game.
Right.
Or is this nigga about to do a drive-by and that's his fuel for killing a nigga.
Right.
The song is not the problem. And you're saying environment is the problem. And I'm thinking that it might be the labels that are the problem. This is something that we're being fed And we're told, hey, this is go kill a nigga music. And so the environment that you put yourself in is, I need some go kill a nigga music. Oh, this matches perfectly. They're talking about killing and robbing.
Right.
Not sexy red. But then if LeBron listens to that same song to play basketball, who's more right in listening to that song for the purpose of that they're using it for? And how can we determine whether something is positive or negative based on that if we know LeBron is using the same song that Shawty Shawty and them using before they go on a little drive-by adventure? So I think that words are the problem.
I think that, again, so it's a numbers game, right? So, sure, there may be some, you know, affluent people that listen to this music. That
you love Jamie Mack?
I love because the thing about him, he has to die on the hill.
No.
Oh, he's saying that we can't define the positive and negative aspect of it. He's not disagreeing with us.
No, but it's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, though. So there are some, it's a numbers game, right?
Okay.
The amount of people that are affluent, right, and that use this music in a positive manner versus the amount of people that actually listen to this and would derive negative interactions from it, I think aren't equal.
That could be true.
I don't think that there's equal. I don't think that the amount of people that are going to JP Morgan or before NBA game or NFL game, those are the fucking one percenters. The 99 or even 80% or even 75, 70, 60%, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that are in those fucking other demographics that are listening to that are going to derive negative shit out of it. And we can see it in actions.
But
we
think all he's saying is we can't inherently just say because 75% of the once this music come out, that 75% of all these other demographics use it negatively. I don't think we can say that it's inherently negative. That's all he's saying.
If you went to prison, right, and you asked these motherfuckers what they were listening to when they were committing crimes,
that's a byproduct. That's not inherent.
Oh, he's saying we can't inherently say this music at this sound level, at these hertz, negative automatically means that's all.
The reason why we can't do that is because we have proof that LeBron James listens to this before a game and he's not killing niggas. So it's not even anecdotal. This is actual proof on both sides that you can use this music vibrationally to get you prepared for something, whether that be actually murdering niggas or murdering niggas on the court. Vibrationally, you can get the same benefit from this, whether you're doing a basketball game or a actual murder.
Sure.
And because of that, we can't just take this song and say, oh, this song is a negative vibration.
But if you...
Because we're talking about vibration.
Right.
And we can't just say that song vibrates negatively because we have proof that it doesn't necessarily negatively vibrate.
But that's just like, to me, if I were to fucking shine a light and we're talking about this fucking song and we're shining a light on something and it fucking... part of this fucking light hits over here, but it's a very sliver of where it illuminates, but it fucking, all of this over here is where it fucking mainly is fucking illuminating. Then you can say, yes, sure. This, whatever's in that small sliver, it gets some light and it gets the light the same way that this does. But there's so much more over here that is getting it. And this is the negative part. This is the negative.
But that's a byproduct. So like, for instance, if I told you 99% of millionaires have investments, you would say you believe that or disbelieve that.
Yeah, I would agree.
But what if I also tell you that 99% of millionaires earned their millions through a trust fund and didn't matter if they earned their money or not? So, of course, they have investments. That doesn't change that paradigm for you, because a person would take that first statement I made, that 99% of millionaires have investments. That means all you got to do, you need to get some investments, your broke ass. That's all you got to do, just get some fucking investments. But then if I tell you the other information that, oh, well, 99% of them also were trust fund babies, so it didn't matter if they did investments or not. It's just because they have investments, you're assuming, oh, well, I need to have investments to be a millionaire. No, they were millionaires without doing any investments. It just so happens that they got so much money, they don't even know what the fuck to do with it, so they invest some of it. But your first thinking of that statement I made with all the light shining on it and the little sliver or whatever is that if you want to be a millionaire, you have to have investments. And then if I give you the more information, which is not necessarily, that's just a byproduct because those guys were trust fund babies, their dad already had an investment, or they didn't have so much money, they didn't know what to do with it, they had to park it somewhere. So that byproduct of investments is just because they had too much money, not because that's how they got rich. You see what I'm saying?
But it's how they stay rich, though, right?
No, they're going to stay rich regardless.
No, because if you don't invest, if you don't invest.
No, they got so much money, they're going to be rich. Most of the people who are millionaires will never not be millionaires. They got so much money.
So if they don't invest and just spend.
Yes, yes. There's people who got.
But some of that investment, that dividends alone give them like, $20,000
a month. That's if they invest. But that's a byproduct.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, but a poor nigga, that the idea you're having then is that if you're poor and you invest, you're going to be rich. That's not true.
No, yeah.
That isn't true.
Right, right.
So
that.
You can't use that to say, oh, well, rich people invest. No, rich, a byproduct of having, you have so much money, you got to do something with it. So unless you're going to park it in a painting or a statue, you have to do something
with
it.
Which are still investments.
You can't leave it in the bank because it's $250,000 is the FDIC limit. So you can't just put, you have to have 1,000 bank accounts. Who wants to have 1,000 bank accounts? No, Giannis, I'll just invest this. Huh?
Giannis did that when he first got in the league.
I thought you said be honest.
I'll just park this $700 million I have. I already got another $700 I'm using. This $700 I'm just going to park it in some investments because that's all I can do with it. It's a byproduct of being wealthy. It's not how they got wealthy. They were, that's the scam of the lifetime, is that these niggas got wealthy. No, these niggas was already wealthy.
Right.
They didn't get wealthy. There's no get wealthy. That's the percentage of get wealthy is so minuscule that it should not even be a number.
Right. Yeah.
You don't go from being broke to wealthy. That's just not real. Unless you rob, kill, or steal, or whatever, which is all negative vibrations, if you ask me. But every single one of our billionaires was a low vibration motherfucker, and it's how they got billions.
Yes,
so then
what
are we saying? That's what I'm saying. This all bullshit. This is more of a scheme to keep y'all from being vibrational in the way that makes money or that earns something. Your vibrational thing and it's high, low, but that's not even the game, bro.
Yeah,
it's not about
left,
negative.
Right.
It's not
it
even about negative, right. Positive. It's not about high, low. You need to be vibrating high to do anything, whether that be positive or negative. You're not going to do it vibrating low because vibrating low is nothing. You're doing nothing. You're just sitting there. So it can't be high vibration is good and low vibration is bad unless you're talking about doing something or not doing something. Because if we're talking about positive, negative, both them niggas got to vibrate high if they want to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know that wasn't what our original topic was. But it makes sense.
If we go back to what I believe, that there's a entity that's strong, that's bigger than us, that feeds off our low vibration, meaning not doing anything, or like I had put the word stress, I had associated the word stress with it,
right?
And they feed off that energy. And for me, that makes a lot of sense to me as why the human, ever since human data has been recorded, we've been
we talked about that one time, you know, fucking, what was it? What do they call those things?
Dildos?
No, the fucking sayings that fucking
nothing's doing this.
Cliches.
We talked about cliches, and then you know, one of them is fucking like life is suffering, right? Like that's a cliche. Like, you know what I mean? Like that they talk about is like that's what life is.
No,
right?
That's religious life. Nobody before religion, nobody said that.
Really?
You don't think? Yeah, that's a religious. That's like a penance for our sins type of mentality.
But I think that, maybe.
You know what made me have this whole thing is like, there's this spider, this little corner at my house. He always comes back after I spray raid or kill. And I'm like, we have a cycle between me and this spider, right? He keeps coming back. And I'm like, yo, that's.
Wait a minute. So you're not hitting this nigga, obviously.
No, I just spray raid in that area.
You don't hit him with it, though.
Oh,
huh?
No. I just spray raid in that area and he goes away for a while and then he comes back. So, and then I'm like, yo, we have the cycle. He always comes back every. And I'm like, that's like just like the human race. We've been stuck in the cycle of just work bills. Like anytime you go back to 1880s, it's always been gold rush. It's always been this quest. And then I'm like, yo, what if I'm this bigger entity compared to this spider? So I spray this raid. I create
shout out to mushrooms.
I create all this havoc for his world, right? For his world, but he keeps coming back. He keeps coming back because that's all he knows.
Well, I mean, you are providing a corner for him.
But
get rid of the corner.
They are providing us this. Let's say if there's a bigger entity, they're giving us this planet. That's what I'm saying. If we are the spiders, this thing makes sense now. This suffering makes sense now because that spider keeps coming back. Too, you know.
Well, I don't know, but all I do know is that I've had a new journey
For frequency and vibrations?
Yeah,
yeah, man. Don't get caught up in a Nikola Tesla wormhole, because you start to realize, like, we could have had cars running on water and shit.
Well, I mean, the thing about him, though, is like,
and I get so mad.
The thing about him is just even the biggest discovery that he got shit canned on was the
electricity.
Was it electricity or was it the phone? It might have been electricity. Thomas Edison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas
yeah.
Edison shit on him and got his.
Took the patent. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest one. So, you know, it can't get much better.
Yeah.
They fucked him. I wonder, was he vibrating low or high?
Mm. Yeah, that's wild shit. Let me ask you guys, nigga. let me try to switch it up a little. We got fucking,
like, what, 10 minutes?
We good, right?
Nah, let's do about another 10 minutes probably, because that was a lot.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, though, real quick, before we do. So let me just get something that's a little 10-minute. How many STDs is too many?
God damn.
Like, how many times can you catch an STD?
How many for you to have for your mate? Like, how many STDs?
Zero, maybe one.
Like, you're talking about how many times you could have had it in your lifetime.
No,
permanent ones.
Right. Well,
permanent ones?
No, I'm thinking you got to
while y'all are together.
No, period. Like, before you got to me, how many STDs have you had before we...
Yeah. I say zero.
Zero to one.
Maybe one. Like, if you didn't learn your lesson.
And that one got to be when you was young. Like, you just didn't think, like, you made a mistake.
Maybe I just am, like, I live in fear, because I don't believe that's a reality. I believe that people that are single now are fucking, to say you only had one STD, like, that's just.
Well, you got to use condoms. Get
I've only had
frequently.
One STD, and it was crabs. So yeah,
that was.
That was back in the day. You saying nowadays.
Yeah, you've been locked down for a minute, bro. Like, yeah.
He's saying the STD rate is so high now, like, most people you're going to encounter, you only have two.
They have, like, how many? What are you,
nigga, there's. I mean,
what are you saying, five?
Like, I don't know. Like, again.
What's your number?
Zero to one, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, two.
No, he was mad at us for zero to one.
No, like, again, like, so
like, you niggas ain't living in reality.
Because, again, I don't know the reality, because, again, I'm too afraid to actually really walk in them waters, to be clear.
So what's your number?
Two is probably my number. More than two is too many.
And, of course, it matters which ones.
Yeah, for sure. But then I think, though, look, so, again, you said... Permanent ones, right?
I can read that.
Permanent ones are there's so many that are permanent now. HPV is permanent.
HPV, HIV, AIDS, and herpes. The three H's.
Gonorrhea. We got forever gonorrhea.
You got forever gonorrhea now.
Is that really a real thing?
Yes, it's a real thing.
Like, you forever got that shit?
Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know what syphilis is. I don't know if that is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything, they don't have a forever syphilis no more? I mean, or
I don't know if they ever have
they
one.
Don't have one yet.
Man, so again,
you got AID, KID,
HPV,
KID though. What about that one?
What's KID?
Kids.
Oh yeah.
So 18-year permanent, the least.
Yeah, that's when boy you transmit. I mean, you
no,
fucked.
That's permanent.
Yeah, it's permanent. Yeah, that's forever.
Kids and adults at 18.
You know, bro, listen, that 18 shit is fucking funny as
that's
fuck.
That's done. That, like, that's time is over.
Man, like, isn't it? Like, I mean, really, real talk. Like, there used to be, I think, a time where, like, 18 because
younger
again,
than that even it, well, yeah. Before we were born younger right. than that 15, 14 them dudes were like
right
I'm going out. To get a job I'm going to
right I'm out the house I'm out to go fucking live a, I'm out to go start a life you
when
know
we
mean?
Were 18 it was getting hard but right. it was still doable
right you yeah. was like listen I'm out you know what I mean
now
I
wanna... 18 is not adult no more
bro they're
now,
not
I'm,
even...
and I'm not shitting on 18 year olds
no they're not even trying to get out the
they're
house
they're not capable
they can't afford
I don't think they're capable
no, it's not it's, you're right it's not even about
oh,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
about
yeah,
affording
they don't have the skill
like there's 18 year olds now.
When you say capable, they don't have the skill to find a job.
Any of it. They don't have the ability. It's like their life hasn't gone fast enough. They haven't developed. There's like arrested development for everybody.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I've been seeing that.
This is the thing. I remember I got my license the day I turned 16.
Same here.
Right. As soon as I could
you gonna leave me
drive.
Hanging?
Oh, yeah, you need five for that.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was just saying,
yeah, me
same
too.
As me.
Me too. I didn't know he wanted to dap on it. But that, listen, I give you dap
no,
on it.
No, because there was
that's
like,
COVID.
When I was 16, I didn't understand why niggas didn't go get their license at 16. I was
bruh,
like, what?
At 15, I had my learners.
Right.
I had that permit. What?
Immediately.
Everywhere my sister wanted to go, I went when I had that permit.
I didn't want my kids to get their driver's license at 18, though.
At 16, you mean?
I didn't want them to get till they were 18.
Why?
Because I think that there's so much development that happens between 16 and 18
that would prevent them from doing the wilder shit. Because when you first get your car, you want to try to... Yeah, you've never done a donut, but you see it on TV. Like, you don't even realize you can't do a donut in your front-wheel drive
funny
car.
Funny thing is, like, by the time I was... Before I was 17, my license was suspended.
So you proved your point.
Before I was 17, yeah. I had my license suspended.
The statistics are that you're going to... That most people get in wrecks within 5 miles of their house and within, I think, 6 weeks of getting a car.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, 6 weeks and 5 miles, my 16-year-old is going to fucking hit something. So if I give them 2 more years to develop, it'll be more, a little bit more mature. By the time they get their car when they're 18, they won't be so inclined to race as soon as they see something.
Right.
Or run lights or do dumb shit or try to do donuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll a little bit more of
maturity.
That will have been, you know, worked out.
That makes sense because, yeah, I know that, you know, again, I started learning how to drive when I was 11. Like, my dad was letting me drive shit, you know, he was in the passenger seat. Oh. Like, we were out in country roads and shit and whatnot, but, you know what I mean, non-populated shit. Or even just, you know, pulling the car out of the driveway, you know what I mean, backing it out and then, or pulling it in from the curb or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? But I was doing that on my own without anybody in the car at 11. And then and I learned to drive on a stick. So it was different. Like, you know, manual cars, I think, were still more popular than they are today. Mm-hmm. So I think it was, you know, kind of, you know, learning different things. And it's weird because I feel like manual, more so than just learning how to drive, teaches you balance and shit, right? Like, because again, you have to have that balance between clutch and gas, right? Like, you know, you can't give one of too much and one of the other. And it kind of, I don't want to make it too deep, but it does give you a perspective on leveling shit out, right? Like, having things that you can't do one of too much and one of the other, and you know that that shit doesn't work, right? That's how you end up stalling out. And somewhere subconsciously, driving and learning a stick kind of gives you the ability to understand how to balance things in your life, maybe a little bit more, because you at least know how to balance this, right? To get moving, right? To make this car move, I got to give it just enough gas and just let off the clutch just enough. If I do one too much and the other not enough, it's not going to work, right? And then because of that, it gives you a perspective on other things. Maybe that's just too much, that's too deep, I don't know. But I think that all this automatic shit and everything else is kind of, like you said, arrested development. We just aren't there. Like,
it's going to get worse and worse.
So, again, it was weird. 18
going to turn 23, 23 going to turn 25.
Well, you know, Jay-Z said, what, was the new 40? The 40 is the new 20? I don't know what the fuck he said.
Think he was talking about that, though.
But, again, it's kind of
that. He looks young.
Nah, does he?
That's what he was saying.
God damn. Have you seen Jay-Z lately?
He looks his age.
I don't pay attention to
him. He does not. What it is I don't think dreads make you look younger at all.
And I don't pay attention to them demons.
Dreads can't make you look younger. Like, you don't. That's a hairdo. That's a hairdo that doesn't.
I mean, the word dread. That's why they're trying to say call it locks. They're trying to redefine it because dread is dreadful.
The word lock is not positive.
Yeah, nah, right. I don't know about locks either. Locks are not beneficial to you.
I try not to pay attention to him and his demon wife. them demons over there.
You better leave the hive alone, bro. We don't want listen, I don't give a fuck.
Yo, Jay-Z's my favorite rapper of all time, but there's something going on, man. You ain't fooling nobody.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah, come on, man. It's something else happening, and it's above my pay grade, and that's fine. I don't want to know. I don't even want
to
know.
He always said when people say that, we just can't expect a black man to make it out.
I was watching some shit today. That's his go-to move. Father something, right, with fucking, what was his name? Not the Wilson, but the Luke, was it Luke Wilson with the crooked nose?
That's Owen, right?
It's Owen. Owen Wilson, right, yeah. And the guy from...
White Man Can't Jump?
No, The Office. The
Ricky Gervais or Sam Carell?
No, he wasn't the main dude. He was one of he was from the, actually from, let's put it, the guy, the dentist from,
he's not in The Office.
He was in The Office.
But I know you're talking about, though.
The dentist from,
broke his tooth in Hangover.
Hangover, right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tell me he's not in The Office.
I just did. Told you he's not in
Office. No, the guy that broke his tooth in,
he was. Nope. You haven't watched all the seasons.
Yeah, he's in The Office.
He's in The Office.
Season 11.
I don't know, but he's in The Office. But
he's
anyways.
He's not in The Office.
Him and
what's funny?
Him and what?
You're, no, what's funny is how he's so serious that he knows.
I'm serious. He's not in the office.
No, he's in the office.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
He's not. Go ahead.
But him and...
Ed Helms.
Yeah. Him and Owen Wilson.
Oh, The Office.
Yeah, duh. that's what's so funny.
Yeah, when you said, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen him all the time.
Right. So him and Owen Wilson they're twins, and they're trying to find their real birth father, right? And I think it's father or something's, right? And Cat Williams is actually in it, and Cat Williams is somebody they pick up as a hitchhiker, and they make this app at the end where the universe kind of gives you these affirmations and all this shit, and it's really Cat Williams. And at the end, he's giving you this affirmation, and then at the end, he just slides in. It's like, yo, and the Illuminati's real. And then that's how they end the fucking movie and shit, right? And I was just like, see, it's funny, but it's
not.
Why
do they have to say that?
Right, it's funny.
Why do they have to say that?
It's funny.
Anyway, come on, man. I know we about to go, but do y'all feel like Cat Williams is as about it as brolic as he be saying he is in his interviews?
No, because again, that interview, there was too many things. So the problem is, I liked how he started, but then he mixed in too many lies.
The exaggerations or lies? Because they just can exaggerate when they're in an interview.
I'm talking more along lines about how braggadocious he is about fighting niggas and like...
No, he's not going to fight. No, Cat Williams is... I seen him with a fucking teenager get beat up. Like, yeah, he's not fighting niggas. Like,
but he's running that mouth like he is, though. Nah, like, come on, man.
Again, I understand he used to hang out with Suge Knight.
Yeah, but Sad is bigger than him.
Yeah.
He's talking about he'll hit Sad
and bust his shit open. Like, so again...
Unless Sad is a pussy, which I don't know, but Sad might be a pussy.
But I understand that he's hung out with some thug-ass niggas, right? Because I remember when I saw some shit where fucking him and
Suge Knight.
No, not Suge Knight, but Dave Chappelle were talking about their fucking doppelgangers fucking on Twitter.
Fucking
beefing with each other, right? And he's like, this nigga wasn't me. And he was talking shit, though, you know, and he started talking shit about, you know, people in the industry that were my friends. And then so I was about to say something, but then fucking Cat started talking, you know, getting on this nigga back, and come to find out, both of these niggas are fake accounts, right? Like, it's a fake Cat Williams and it's a fake Dave Chappelle beefing with these niggas, each other on the fucking, what's his name? And he's like, Dave Chappelle's like, well, the fake Cat Williams was just funnier than my fake nigga was. You know what I mean? It just was that way. And he's like, you know, I went to talk to this nigga, like, you know, but I didn't want to fuck with him when he was hanging out with Suge. So again, I know that, again, Suge is, we know Suge is about that life. Right, we've seen the fucking videos of this nigga running niggas over and doing other shit, right? Mm-hmm. Niggas was literally scared of Suge Knight. So I know that he hung with that nigga, and so maybe I don't know what that means for, you know, for Cat Williams, if he's really about that life or if he just was...
He got some niggas with him.
An ornament, right? Like, to Suge Knight, you know what I mean? But maybe he is really a thug-ass nigga that is on some other nigga shit, right?
Yeah,
like, but... As far as some of the other shit, nigga said he read 3,000 books in a year.
I think that's exaggeration.
So that's not an exaggeration.
Every year from 7 to 12.
That's ridiculous. You know how many books? I already did the math. That's like 8.2 books a day. Get the fuck out of here. Unless they're like little children's books.
That's why I call it exaggeration. Like when niggas just start saying he read a lot of books.
He read a 4-3-40. Like, stop.
He did show proof.
He was running his ass off. Yeah. Listen, he was running his ass. I'm not lying. I don't know if it was a 4-4, but he was running his ass off.
On what?
You can tell
he did a 40. He was in a combine gym.
Yeah.
That nigga was running his ass. We'll find it after we get off this show. But,
okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just, we'll see.
I think a lot of it's exaggeration in comedy.
So, again,
It was funny.
Yeah, no. Listen.
I believe a lot of it now. I believe he touched on a lot of truths.
He broke the internet, nigga.
Mm-hmm. He said a lot of the similar topics, but
he broke the internet. And what was funny was like niggas like fucking Mike Epps was like, you know, why you didn't say shit about me? Like, nigga, you broke the internet and didn't mention me at all. I don't give a fuck.
He was being funny.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's like, good, bad, or the other.
He's like, why you say some shit about me too, nigga?
Put me on, nigga. Like,
Anyway, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website where you can check out all the shows on the network.
801
yeah, man. We
doing this shit, bro. Like, for real. Like, I mean, French Reg, I know you ain't been here for the whole 8, but you know what, nigga, you here now.
Nigga, you haven't either the past few weeks.
Nigga, sick. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, nigga.
You got about 7.97.
Like the motherfuckers said, you know, like, no shit, and them other niggas, you know, fucking niggas that actually own a network talk about they day oneers. Fuck that. I'm a day oneer.
And a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate your 800th episode.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I had episodes in the can before episode one.
Yeah, we do.
So fuck that. So I'm on.
Yeah, look, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.